Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. Regional Economic Development Minister Shane Jones says it's time for a more pragmatic and creative approach to the conservation estate. He says people think the dock estate could be compromised by the government's development agenda, but the reality is a third of the country is managed by the Department of Conservation, including areas with little or no conservation value. He says that's a result of the way the estate was created 35 years ago during the Rogernomics period, when DOC was given stewardship over blocks of land that had been in the hands of other government departments.
There's no reason why a lot of that land isn't restored back into either private ownership through long-term leases or transferred back on the right basis to adjoining Māori landowners. I think all of that is possible because we don't have the pūtea to cover the entirety of the DOC estate obligations.
Shane Jones says putting a lot of the land into forestry would help New Zealand's climate change obligations. There's a call from Pacific nations for the world to listen to what they're saying about the environmental impact of climate change on their homelands. About 100 representatives from Aotearoa, Australia, Fiji, Papua New Guinea and the Solomon Islands gathered at the Oceania First Voices Regional Forum in Suva, sponsored by the World Wildlife Fund. WWF Aotearoa Chief Executive Kyla Kingdon-Bibb says Indigenous peoples are the most affected but the least listened to when it comes to climate change.
Many of the Indigenous communities across Australia, Aotearoa and through the Pacific are seeing the same things. Cyclone after cyclone in rapid succession, out-of-control wildfires, floods, droughts. Everyone's concerned about the ecosystems to persist for future generations.
Kyla Kingdon-Bibb. Veteran entertainer Pio Te Rei is encouraging Māori to take a more modern attitude to giving blood and saving lives. Te Rei and his wife Deb started the Taina Trust after they lost their son Taina to leukemia at 17 years old. In its blood drive, it aims to create a more relaxed and Māori-style setting for donors, including live music, kai and craft stores at the event to create a whānau atmosphere. He says Māori are high users of blood services, but low donors, especially tāne. And for the sake of whānau, that must change.
You know, if you look around at your wider whānau, you'll find somebody who's had an accident or has been affected by cancer, and we're in those hospitals, and the blood we're getting quite often comes from somewhere else, you know, but it works and saves lives.
Pio Te Rei says decades of blood donations has shown no impact on donors, and donated blood can now be used to source bone marrow for cancer survivors, avoiding the painful process of direct extraction from the bone. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Tūrou!